regular burlap bag. What would you call that bag? That type of bag, you know, the type with the large web.
Yeah.
What's their name for that?
The only differential that I ever remember making is an onion sack, which was generally the more open weed.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term poke around here?
I've heard it, but again, the same people who said wrench for rinse said poke for sack or bag.
Okay. All right, if, and we have a lamp, just a regular corner lamp in a house, and half you had electricity, if the torch lightning burns out, you'd have to buy a new what?
Bulb.
Okay. The, and let's see. Okay, now you said that you're focusing. All right, still talking about containers here. What would you carry clothes out to hang on the line with?
Hamper.
A hamper?
Or a clothes basket. It's, as I can remember, both terms were used in my house.
How about a small type of a barrel, very small, maybe it looks like it's got maybe 5 or 10, what would have been 5 or 10 gallons, but they used to ship nails in, what would you call that?
Keg, nail keg.
Yeah. And what were the things, the metal bands around them that held the staves together?
Hoops. Barrel hoops.
Okay. When you had bottles, what did you use to stop up the top of a bottle back then?
Bottle caps, if it was a cork, cork stopper.
Okay, now does that refer to a specific material or to just the notion of stopping something?
As well as I can remember, cork was only referred to as a material.
Like if you had a bottle.
If it had been a bottle with a rubber stopper, we'd have called it a rubber stopper.
Or if it had been made out of glass, like a crew had
been called a glass stopper, or just a stopper.
Okay. What did you call the little instrument that's about that long? You play with it?
Harmonica.
All right. Did you have, I assume those were around here.
Now the same people that used wrench and poke would have said mouth organ, or mouth harp.
Right, but you would have said harmonica.
Harmonica.
What about the other musical instrument that's C-shaped, has two little, and has a clang and play with?
Jew's harp.
That one? Okay. All right, how about, and what do you use to drive nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. How about, what do you use to drive horses with?
Reins.
All right, and the leather item that you can attach to a pole, maybe a short pole, has a little piece of leather that you can hit them with.
Oh, you mean a whip?
Yes, sir. All right. Now, I don't know if you know much about attaching horses and buggies and things like this.
Very little.
Well, I'll ask you a few. We'll see. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Single tree.
Now, the one that runs between the from the wheels from the front to front
axle.
All right. Now do you have a we have an axle and then we have a T.
Oh, the yoke.
All right. One.
Yeah, I'm gonna take off.
This is difficult for me too because I don't know much at all about bikes, but we have to listen to these things. The what would you call a steel rim around the outside of a wagon wheel?
Tire.
Tire. If you had, you were talking about a single tree now. What was your understanding of a single tree?
That's the piece that runs out between the two horses. If you've got one horse.
Martin, face to me.
Yes, Kathy. Okay, I won't take off till 11:30. But would you bring me a cigarette? You're a good kid. I've got an appointment downtown at 12:15, but I won't have to leave until 11.